Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Many of you have been asking about sending Christmas cards, and I appreciate you for that. Thank you for thinking about me. And let me give you the address right now. If you know, you can go to the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. You can go there. We'll give you the information, but I'll give it to you right now. Take out a pen, pencil, whatever. Remember it. P.O. Box 542. Higley, Arizona. H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona. 85236. I'm going to repeat it. P.O. Box 542, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236. Thank you for sending the cards. By the way, we respond back. We send you a card. You get on our Christmas list, we send you a family Christmas card. We'll update you. And we have a wall in our house dedicated to it. Many people over the years continue to send cards, and you're like family. Melissa puts you in the database. You get, in many cases, it's comes directly from. In other words, it's not like some canned card. So I hope you do send us one. We appreciate it. We love being in contact with you, as many of you know. And for those of you who are part of Backstage Club, you will definitely get something more special than anybody else. And I've already talked to you about Backstage Club and also being one of our, oh, by the way, the people that are part of the 500. I consider the Backstage Club and the people that are helping us get to the 500 people that are donors every month, recurring donors. I consider you one and the same. And you're going to get special treatment, I promise you. We're not going to, neglect you, so to speak. And we're already building it, Chris. I've already started making special videos and things like that. And I promise you, you're the only ones that are going to get them. And it's just because we want to make that distinction. It takes a lot to keep things going here. And for those of you who understand that and you say, Kevin, we're going to help. Brother Bob, he sends me a note. Kev, which, by the way, is the reason why I'm even bringing this up. He says to me, Kevin, appreciate everything that you do. Want to send you a Christmas card, etc. And he's like, I ran a business. You know, people don't understand what it takes to run about. And I told him, I said, I'm not on here to complain. I'm sharing. You know, it's not a complaint. I'm sharing you exactly what's going on in my life. You can like it, you can not like it. There are people that, Kevin, why are you always talking about your finances? I'm talking about my finances because that's what I talk about. I talk when I'm not talking to you about them, I'm talking about somebody else. So it's a factor of business. It's a factor of what we do, and this is a business. Derek and I, a buddy of mine, a great story, runs Rocky Mountain, I think it's called Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives. Anyway, we've known each other 15 years. Derek is a sharp dude. On par with me. I'm not lying. Maybe he's even sharper. It's like Charles Love, who runs Seeking Educational Excellence for me. Charles is sharp, probably sharper than me. Michael Bowen, I can't fill a thimble with this guy's knowledge. I'm good at what I do. But these guys are amazing. So anyway, Derek's running an organization. And this is probably 4 months ago. He says to me, Kev, I'm sick of this. He goes, we know what to do. And in talking about the black condition in America, how to change it. And he says, people fund these organizations that don't have a clue. They're, quite frankly, I'll tell you what he said. He says, I think they're fakes. And he goes, and here we are, you know, working our butts off. And I know what he's been through over the past decade. It's not very a story not unsimilar to mine. And so he says, man, I'm shifting gears. I'm going to run for school board. And I'm like, well, I'm proud of you for running for school board because I'm not going to do it. But I will tell you this. I said, I hope you keep your organization together. So because he was like, I'm done. Let me just say this. 6-0, Derek wins it. He wins his seat. And on the school board, there were 5 additional slots open. He got other people to do it. They went 6-0 on the Colorado Springs school board. And I got to tell you this story because I want you to understand when we decide to do something and take over and make it work, It works. Now, Derek, before that, was sending black interns to D.C. so they could understand the inner workings of D.C. He didn't care what your politics were. He just wanted you to see how it worked. So he was taking these young black kids and saying, we're going to get an internship for you to work with a congressman. Generally, it ended up being conservative congresspeople. And he says that's one way to get black kids involved. And he's had much success over that with that. But when he decided, I don't know what his donations were, but I think he was running the organization on less than $100,000 a year. And he's going, what does it take to wake people up? And I completely agree. I mean, it's insane. So anyway, 6-0, this guy goes on the school board. So Derek, congratulations, because you did what other people won't do, and you put your money where your mouth is. Oh, one other quick point going back to the Christmas cards. I don't think you guys really understand what it means to us to get those, that we think about each other. Many of the people, and the reason I'm bringing this back up is because it was Brother Bob who told me, hey, Kevin, I want to send you a card. And he and I, we communicate sometimes through the show. Then he'll send me a note, or I was in Florida and we were going to get together. He still owes me a taco dinner, by the way. I know that, Bob. I haven't forgotten. But what I want to tell you is that's fellowship. I'll put it to you this way. I haven't seen my brother, physically seen my brother in 4 years. We communicate, but we don't see each other all the time. We swap Christmas cards, call each other on our birthdays. I probably communicate with many of you more than I communicate with family members. I consider you guys like family. Many of us, you know this for a fact. You come to my events, we see each other, we fellowship, we go to dinner, whatever, lunch. We try to do it as much as we can. And I will be honest with you, I've seen many of you more than I've seen my family members. One of my friends I lost this year, Dale, we were talking about getting together to go to a hunt. And also the Brady the Goat cook-off. Didn't get a chance to do that with Dale. He passed away this year. But we're going to do it with some of my other friends. Two of my buddies, you've heard me talk about them, the Sikora brothers. We were supposed to get together at kind of their family reunion. I didn't get to do that this year because my mother-in-law was in the hospital. But they know that I care. It was all set. So that's what this is about. It's bigger than, it's a fellowship beyond, look, I'm glad you're here for information, but it's bigger than that because you're important. And whatever you're gleaning from this is what you're pushing out into to the rest of the world. But I want you to know you're important to us. And you're important to this fight. And when we come back, I want to talk more about that. But anyway, I do want to get your Christmas cards. P.O. Box 542. Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As conservatives, we have a huge advantage in life over leftists. Yeah, have you thought about it? People, Kevin's pep talk is coming in. Yeah, got a huge advantage over them. Some of you already know this, by the way. For example, look in the mirror. Look how beautiful you are. Look at you, conservatives. Oh, I know what you're doing. You're looking at your flaws. You're going, I don't know. I'm no Brad Pitt. I'm no Kevin Jackson. You're looking at yourself, you know, critically, because that's what you do. You're trained to do that. You're like, I do realize I am all that in a bag of chips, but God will not let me say how great I am. So you look for your flaws and you say, this could improve and that could improve, because you ground yourselves. That's what makes you beautiful on the outside. But you know how, where you're really beautiful? You are spectacularly gorgeous. I'm telling you, you look marvelous on the inside. You look great. You are amazing people with amazing talent. And I don't need to tell you this. I kind of do. Because, see, I'm your wingman. I'm the one telling you how beautiful you are because you won't say it to yourself. Now, you know it a little bit. You've got enough esteem to say, look, I know I've got it, but you're not going to overdo it because that's the way you've been trained. And good for you. See, we're self-serving, but we always have a servant's heart underneath it. Yeah, you got to be self-serving, right? You got to take care of yourself. Because in order, if you take care of yourself, you're able to take care of others. You must be whole before you can take care of somebody else. And that's what you've worked on. And you've done it by the book your entire life. You work on yourselves. You genuinely see yourself as a project. And in order to be the best you can be, you know it requires continual growth. I'm about to blow your mind. I want you to pay attention. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Some of you are going to contact me after this. You're going to say, Kevin, that was eye-opening. I hadn't thought about things that way. Yeah. Think about that. Think about you are constantly trying to improve yourself. What? That's, you're a conservative. You're supposed to be about tradition. Right? Things don't change when you're a conservative and you're a traditional. How can it possibly change? Yeah. It does change. You are constantly changing. You are constantly striving to be better. But how's that? How's that possible? What a concept. Because that's not the definition of conservatism. Conservatism says it's stodgy. It stays the same. It does not move. Right? Well, I say to you in the word of the French, au contraire, mon ami. Because that is the exact definition of conservatism. You hold traditional values. Sure you do. God, family, country, community. So let me ask you this, conservative. Is your walk with God done? Are you done working on your family? Are you done working on things for your country? Are you done working on things in your community? Are you done working on things for your company? No. You are constantly refining. You know what you refine? You refine conservatism. You try to make it better. What did I just talk about in the previous segment? I said, we can all be better friends. I've said earlier, I've seen many of my friends more than I've seen my family in the last decade. Love my brothers to death, man. Whew. Do. Love my family. Melissa and I were talking about one of my cousins just the other day, Betty. I haven't seen Betty in well over a decade, but I thought about her. I haven't seen her. I've seen strangers. I'm talking about people that I see from, you know. And look, I live in Arizona, so I'm going to see people in Arizona more. I'm going to events. But I spend more time with other people than I do. It doesn't diminish my love and my respect for my family. But I haven't. I haven't seen them. But I'll ask you this. Do you think your work is done? Because I'll ask myself this question. I know what a brotherhood is. I got brothers. I know what a brotherhood is. Am I the best brother I could be? No. But I do understand the conservative concept of what it means to be a part of the family. And you know what I want to do? I want to be better at being a brother. I want to be better at being a friend. I want to be better at being a business partner. I want to be better at all these things. Conservatism doesn't mean you're stuck. Conservatism is an ever-improving process. God. Family, country, community, ever improving. Leftists go, oh, our ideas are always changing. We're growing all the time. You're not growing. What they're doing is they're succumbing to the whims of societal change. The wind blows, they go that way. You don't. You're constantly refining the thing that is the bedrock of any civilization. Go anywhere in this universe. If there is other life form, I will promise you our traditions, the way we think, is the way it works best. You don't find many books on anarchy that work. What works is conservatism. So, I'll ask you again. Is your walk with God done? Do you even have one? I'm not telling you to have one. I'm just asking, is it done if you do have a walk with God? I don't think it's done. Do you think you have done well by your family? Do you think everybody in your family will go, oh, man, Kevin's amazing. You know, he's always in touch with us. He's a, my family's going to go, man, we haven't seen Kevin. Most of my family hasn't seen me in so long, they probably forgot what I look like. They don't know how, they forgot how handsome I am. They're not following my Facebook page. And even though we have better ways of communicating, we don't. I'll give you an example. This Thanksgiving, because I do love my family, we have a thread, a family thread on my text. And I sent out a note. Hey, fam, happy Thanksgiving. Want to let everybody know I love them. And then, you know, the phone blows up. And everybody, yeah, love you too, Kev. Love you too, love you too. And occasionally, Skip, my gay cousin, will call me, Kev, what you doing messing with the LGBT today? You know, whatever. And we fellowship, have some fun. But, I mean, it's pretty remote. And I'm not, look, I'm not falling on the sword for this. We're all busy. They're busy too. I have the same, they're not reaching out to me, you know, but we're all busy. But I'm just saying, can we be better? Could you be a better friend? You know, is there somebody in need? Are you really talking to them? Are you praying for somebody that something happened and you're like, I'll pray for you? Did you do it? I hope you did. I know you're trying to save your country because that's where we're spending our time. But here's what I will tell you. The left, these people got problems. When they wake up in the morning, they got major issues. I want to cover this when we come back, because actually this is kind of where I wanted to start the show. I want you to think about when you wake up in the morning, outside of what, you know, just saying I could be spending my time doing something more productive, you're not, there's nothing you're fighting. You're not fighting the lies that have been covered up by these guys. It's a very different way to wake up as a conservative.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 3 people were fatally shot and a 4th person is expected to survive in an attack on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. That's located a couple miles east of the Las Vegas Strip. The Associated Press is reporting the shooting suspect was a 60-year-old professor who unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. He previously worked at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Kevin McMahill is the sheriff for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately right outside of Beam Hall. LVMPD officers also responded simultaneously. I can tell you today, three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I ask this question often, but would you trade places with a Democrat? You know, they seem to be leaning. They seem to be getting everything their way. Would you trade places with them? As a conservative, as a human being, would you? Would you want to say, I voted for Joe Biden. I support Joe Biden. Would you want to support Nancy Pelosi and the shenanigans they did, the J6 committee, the FBI, the media? Would you want to be a part of that? I'm going to answer. I don't think you would. These people are amazing. And let me put it to you this way. I wake up in the morning and here's what I know. I'm not going to learn anything new that Donald Trump supposedly did, or any other Republican for that matter, or conservative that hasn't already been waged against them. And you know what we face is, how do we combat the lies? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What am I talking about? I'm saying, are you worried about waking up in the morning and hearing Donald Trump's on the take? Donald Trump took money from China. Donald Trump's son took money from Burisma in Ukraine or anything else. Are you worried about that? I'm going to answer for you. No, you're not. Are you worried about learning that the Republicans pull some shenanigans with respect to the elections in order to cheat the Democrats out of their office? Are you worried about it at all? I'm going to answer for you. You're not. You're not worried about the Republicans did an insurrection because they were trying to get some Democrat out. Look at what should have been done with Barack Obama. If you were going to pull shenanigans, that was the guy you'd pull it against. Are there going to be any revelations of massive cheating on Republicans? Are you going to hear anything about Republicans are letting people into the country because they want to win votes from illegals? Are we trying to get illegals to vote? Give me your issue, and I'm going to ask you, are you waking up in the morning going, oh man, what else are we going to cover up? See, here's what I know. I know this for a fact. Joe Biden is on the take. There's no doubt in my mind. Joe Biden's on the take. His family's crooked, and they're doing everything they can to cover that up. And you know, they're not just covering it up for Joe. They're covering it up because every part of the media apparatus, the leftist apparatus, the media, the DOJ, etc., are all complicit in covering up his lies. Bona fide, unquestionable lies. And that's just for starters, folks. They cheated in the 2020 election. Do you realize every single day the Democrats have to get up and figure out, how do we keep the lid on this? Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, all over any battleground state, they're being challenged to, you're going to have to, you know, we're going to make you come to grips with this. There are good people out there looking for the right answers. And let me tell you what we're looking for. We're not looking for it selfishly. I don't want anybody cheated out of their office, Democrat, Republican, Independent, or otherwise. I want everybody to have a fair shot. You agree? I will bet you money the majority, overwhelmingly conservatives, say, I don't care which way this comes out. I want it fair. It would be like watching a race and saying, no, I hope this other team cheats and wins. Even if your child is in the race, you know, you want to know what I know you want? You want fairness. That's the lesson. My kid is lost in lots of stuff. All my kids have. I have as well. In not one instance where I didn't get cheated did I go, man, that's so, you know, it was bad for me, but I didn't think about it as like, man, that guy over there, you know, I was happy. If the race is fair, if the sport is fair, congratulations. And I know you've been there. I've seen you. I have parents on the team with my kid. We've been beaten and we say they were the better team. Wasn't the umpires? They were the better team. Congratulations. We're not sitting there going, we'll get them next time. We'll cheat. Let's see if we can pay off the umpires. That's what leftists do. The truth, folks, is coming out. And I want you to think about the orchestration it takes for them to keep the cat in the bag all over the country. Most Americans now believe that Donald Trump was cheated. Now, they're not going to share these polls with you. They won't even give you these polls. But despite all the shenanigans of the left, do you realize the truth is rising? January 6th, you want to know, let's talk about J6. And let's talk about it with respect to Fannie Willis. Jim Jordan sent a letter to Willis about her refusal to comply with the demands in his previous letter that his committee sent out. And of particular note was a new revelation that Willis's office reached out to the Democrat House Select January 6th committee to get information that could aid her against Donald Trump. And in the letter, Jordan notes that Willis's indictment and prosecution against the former president, quote, implicate substantial federal interests, and the circumstances surrounding your actions raise serious concerns about whether they are politically motivated. And he said this, it is noteworthy that just 4 days before this indictment, you launched a new campaign fundraiser website that highlighted your investigation into President Trump. Now, let me tell you what we would be saying if this had occurred. I'd be saying, I want that person fired. I don't want those kind of shenanigans going on. And I don't think you do either. That's just one of the many things. You ready for something else on J6? I'll give you something else on J6. There's an audio out there. And here's what the Capitol Hill police officer who got a lieutenant who left the police department said. I spoke to my lawyer. I told him what my plans are as it relates to releasing information on X about the J6 setup and cover-up that ensued after. I wanted to see if any legal ramifications I'd be facing when I do. He's saying, my attorney stated he didn't see any, and if something arose, we would deal with it together. So it's a go. With that said, I ask for everyone to be patient as I'm going to do this right. And I have to make another post before I load the 12-hour radio run to my page. Additionally, I'm not a tech person, so I will have to learn how to load documents and audio files from my computer to X, so I'm going to need a little more time. I still have to work in the middle of all this, and I'm dealing with my family stuff at the same time, but you have my word. I will get everything done to you by next week. This is what I would say to him. Dude, get some bodyguards, because the Democrats will kill you. You better have, your attorney better have that tape. This is what they make movies out of. He says, hopefully by Wednesday. Some worry that something may happen to me prior to releasing the information. You can rest easy with that. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch has the info along with my attorney. Also, and he gives another thing, he says, this person has permission to receive the info and do whatever he believes is best. And at the info, in the unlikely event, I disappear. The man only wants the truth, no matter where it leads. Please know that I'm fighting for everyone that was aggrieved from the events of J6 and unity in our country. I'm not doing this for financial gain, nor in the future, now or in the future, I should say, but for the reasons I listed above and by order of the God I serve. I am a lion, and I will protect my cubs. In this case, that are everyone in the J6 community as you were set up, and that should not have happened to you, even if you did wrong things that day. The police from all 17 agencies that responded to the Capitol to defend it, as we should have been more prepared that day. All the people that died on J6 or as a result from that day. All the whistleblowers from every agency that put their careers in jeopardy or lost them because they wanted the truth to come out, blah, blah, blah. So you get the idea. Now, what do you think is happening right now with the Democrats? We're talking one thing. We're talking J6. We're not talking about cheating in the election. Now, the dot that connects to that is the cheating in the election. Why did you orchestrate J6? Because that's the next logical question. Why would you orchestrate this if you thought the election was fair? You wouldn't have. It was a setup. Every domino is about to fall. It already has. I don't need to convince you of this. Every domino has already fallen. Now, I don't have the audio. It's out. It's due out this week. I don't know if we're going to get it or not. But here's what I do believe. I believe it exists. I don't think somebody's pulling our legs. I don't believe that Comer and those guys are pulling our legs on what they know about Joe Biden, because I got a brain. And even if I only had a fraction of the brain that I have, I'd still be a genius. But even if I only had a I know that triggers leftists when they hear me say stuff like that. But even if I only had a fraction of the brain that I currently have, which is big and beautiful. Mexico didn't pay for it, though. But I'd still realize everything I've told you. There's nothing. I hate to say this, but I do have to say it because I have to let people know that I am definitely a humble man. I'm not the smartest guy around. This stuff is pretty much cookie cutter. And that's what gets me, and it probably is what gets you, because you know this isn't rocket science.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Politics differently. Do you say, you know, we spent a lot of time demonizing the other side, which put all of our supporters in the mindset of, you know what, they're not just wrong, they're evil.
Yeah, absolutely. If everything that a political adversary does is met with, you know, an attack that, oh my God, this is, you know, the worst possible thing you can imagine. This is dire. Then when you face something that really is dire, like we are facing today with respect to Donald Trump and his efforts to unravel the republic, people become numb to the truth because they feel like, well, we've heard that so many times before from politicians.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I file that under, did she just say that? Demonizing the other side. Now, this is Liz Cheney, the woman who was part of the J6 commission that lied. And you know why she lied, because she, and here's what's interesting, the contradiction that this woman has. Well, Look, we can't just go around attacking people, because if we keep doing that, then people aren't going to believe us when we're telling the truth, like that dastardly Donald Trump. And she wonders why Donald Trump is leading in the polls. Maybe people have become numb to the lies. And that's what I've been talking about for this hour, asking myself this question on behalf of the Democrats. What's the worst that could happen? See, I already know the worst that could happen for us. The worst that could happen is we wake up every morning and more truth gets revealed. That's not what's happening on the left. Let me give you a couple of headlines. Just so you can see the nukes that await the party of lynching of Negroes. Secretary of Defense said this: U.S. troops could be sent to Ukraine if we don't send Ukraine more aid. Now, please explain that to me. Why do we have to send troops? Why do we have to send money? Now it's an either or. Either we send troops or we send money. To fight what? Is it our war? By the way, remind me, people, who got us into this war? Who allowed this to happen? Because I can tell you this, when Donald Trump was president, this wasn't happening. Here's another one. You want some more lefty? I'm just going to give you a couple of food for thought. Then I want to play some clips and we can dissect those clips. But this is just food for thought. Did you know that Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, has blocked the efforts to get Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs? Why? What sense does that make? It makes no more sense than giving us an either-or situation that says send troops or send money to Ukraine. That's not our war. I don't know about you as a citizen. I don't want my money going there. I'm done. I don't want my money going to protect Joe Biden's reputation, because we know what Joe Biden did. He got money from that government. I don't want my money going there. Just giving you some things to think about. Here's another one. And by the way, you can pull this stuff up. You can look for it yourself. We can't even get to all this news. That's why I have to do it this way. Four gold bars that were found stashed with Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat, at his home, were previously stolen from the businessman accused of bribing Menendez. The serial numbers on some of the gold bars that were found by the FBI during a 2022 raid of Menendez's Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey home match identifiers that Fred Davies reported to the police after a 2013 armed robbery. So, get this. Fred Davies, who was giving money to this Democrat senator and for giving booty in the form of gold bars, claimed that those gold bars had been stolen, but instead, that was the bounty, the money that he used to pay off Menendez. How much more news do you need? Man, these people are scurrilous. They talk about demonizing the other side. Folks, this is what they do daily. And Liz Cheney's one of them. They're worried about what they call the existential threat of Donald Trump. What happens if Donald Trump gets in there? They don't know how to behave. They don't know how to handle it. I want to play this clip. I don't even want to go through all of it because it deserves so much attention. But I want to play a little piece of an MSNBC commentator. His name is David Thrum. And we'll just talk about a piece of it. I don't know if we want to do that now or do we want to continue on the just talking about some of these other things that the Democrats are going to face. Yeah, let's go ahead and play it. Let's play a little piece of that clip just so you can understand how demented these people are. Now, this is a panel of people on MSNBC, and they're discussing the potential second term of Donald Trump, which has the left. Oh, my gosh. If you think the first term of Donald Trump was a shocker and sent these people, you know, their heads spinning, the prospect of a second term is absolutely deadly. And this man actually uses the death of Donald Trump and pardoning as a way to describe it. Now, look, I get it. He's not calling for the assassination of Trump, but there are so many better ways to pick his crimes, but he chooses this. But we're not going to play the whole clip because I want to talk about it, and I'm not going to have enough time to really give it justice this hour. But I do want to at least tease it so you guys get an idea of what this clown said. Here it is.
David, let's do the hypothetical and that Trump wins again, we assume in this case if he's a Republican, he's won the White House. Republicans have probably captured at least one House of Congress as well. We know that he has said that and the Heritage Foundation is already hard at work at repopulating the federal government with those who are loyal to him. The Supreme Court is deeply conservative, and he appointed three of those justices. So what guardrails, what barriers actually would remain? How could he be slowed down in the second term?
I don't think we get any of those things he so-called wants to do, because his administration will be a chaos. One of the very first things, I mean, we're talking about day one or two, he's either going to try to fire much of the Justice Department, or he's going to try to pardon himself, because you don't have to wait for a conviction to be pardoned. You can pardon somebody in the middle of a proceeding. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon before he'd even been charged with anything.
I'm going to stop it there just because it's so target-rich. So the guy goes, look, let's deal with a hypothetical. Let's just go ahead and say Donald Trump wins his second term. And the likelihood is the Republicans would get at least one House of Congress. Let me tell you what would really happen if we have fair elections. Donald Trump wins in a landslide, and he has both houses of Congress. And he then goes absolutely ape crap crazy on Democrats. That's what they fear the most. And they've made no bones about Donald Trump will be vindictive. Oh, my gosh. And what's funny about it is the guy says this almost with a straight face. He says, well, you know, well, he's obviously going to put people in there that are loyal to Trump. What? Hold on a minute. Donald Trump's going to get elected, and he's not going to keep the swamp rats. Donald Trump's going to get elected, and he's going to put in people who are loyal to him? That's unprecedented. Who does that? Am I making my point of how stupid the comment is? Of course Donald Trump is going to put people in there who are loyal to him. See, he tried it the other way at first. He left government as is. And you know what happened? There was a coup. And they interrupted Donald Trump's absolute second term unquestionably. And it cost him a Supreme Court justice. This guy would have appointed four Supreme Court justices. Did you hear that? The Wesley Webb is four. Four Supreme Court justices. You would not have Ketanji Brown Jackson as a Supreme Court justice. Or Jackson Brown, whatever her name is. You would have four Trumpers. How would that be? And look, God forbid Joe Biden gets to put one in before he's demented out. But that's amazing. So now what happens is Donald Trump has four more years. The likelihood of him putting in one or two more is pretty good. They've delayed that. So now they're fearful, but they're loyal to Trump. So then they ask this question. What could we possibly do to stop him? How could he be slowed down? Now, think about this. Look, I'm not going to tell you that this question didn't get asked of Barack Obama. It probably did. And I know this, we were all asking ourselves, what do we do if this guy goes and implements the crazy stuff? So that's a legitimate question. You know, what barriers would be up? How does it work? But they're not talking about, you know, policy stuff. They are really looking at what else can we do to get this guy? Can we keep him tied up in court? Can we get him convicted of a crime? Can we set him up? God forbid, and as I said, we'll talk about this clip more. But could we do harm to him? Now, I got asked this question years ago when I was on Outnumbered. And they asked me, Kevin, what do you think the FBI is willing to do to Trump? And I said, well, it could be as benign as nothing. They're not targeting him. Or it could be very sinister and they're willing to do anything. Well, Kevin, surely you're not saying that they would assassinate the president. No, I didn't say that. I said it could be absolutely nothing or it could be sinister. You can fill in the gap for sinister. If you ask me today, do I think the FBI would be willing to plot against Trump and take his life? My answer remains the same. The FBI is a sinister outfit.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.